Budget Preview 2023, brought to you by KPMG, taking Singapore forward towards lasting paths.
Budget 2023 is just around the corner, and in today's budget preview brought to you by KPMG, we're going to dive into the topic of financing the green agenda and financial services for the future. With me is Alan Lau, partner and head of financial services, tax KPMG in Singapore. Alan, Singapore is always looking to increase its competitiveness as a fund domiciliation location. Now, with KPMG's budget 2023 recommendations, Alan, how will this benefit investors and asset managers?
As we know, Singapore has for the longest time been trying to position ourselves, the country, as a leading asset management location, as a global hub for investors and asset managers. I think Singapore, we've come a long way on this route. We've done very well, and largely due to our economic stability, our great political infrastructure, and more importantly, we have a very strong regulatory framework on taxation of funds. Now, in recent years, we also enacted the Variable Capital Company, or the VCC framework. We even got a VCC grant scheme. And all these have, in recent years, helped to give local fund managers more flexibility and also help them to defray costs when they set up a qualifying VCC fund structure. And we have seen all the positive movements on the ground. More funds have been domiciled, have set up here. Foreign fund managers have moved houses and moved set up shop in Singapore. And that's great for the local fund management space. Now, if you look at the official numbers, the MAS issued the asset management survey in 2021. And the MAS noted that for the asset management space globally, outside of Singapore, they, not surprisingly, saw there was strong growth in this asset management space despite the pandemic. In fact, despite the pandemic, during the period of the pandemic, the whole asset management under management, AUM, of the asset management space during the pandemic grew by 12% to $112 trillion. And if you look closer to shore, within Singapore, the local asset management space actually grew at even slightly faster pace, at 16% year on year. So as we speak today, the asset under management, AUM in Singapore, is already standing at US $4 trillion, which is no mean feat. Now, having said that, I think we know that the business landscape is always evolving and we need to continue to do more to keep ahead of the competition. We know that there are obviously very strong competitive hubs in asset management space from the likes of Hong Kong, Shanghai, and even Dubai. So we need to continue to innovate to stay ahead of competition. What we hope to see in Budget 2023 is that hopefully the government can consider two areas. One, we hope that they can charge GST at 0% on fund management fees charged to Singapore domiciled funds. Now, currently, when the Singapore manager provides fund management services for a Singapore domiciled fund, they need to charge GST at 7%. In fact, it just gone up to 8%. Now, hopefully, we can zero-rate that supply to make it GST at 0%, which will make the local domiciled funds more competitive. And secondly, we also hope that the government can consider to combine or streamline or amalgamate two existing fund incentives, what we call Section 13O funds and Section 13U funds, into one single incentive. And more importantly, we also hope that the government can consider removing the minimum fund size required for Section 13U funds. Currently, there's a minimum fund size requirement of 50 million fund size. We think that's a bit prohibitive, especially for local startup fund managers. So if the government can consider removing the 50 million threshold, I think it will be an added boost for local startup fund managers and you'll certainly help to further boost the local asset management space.
I've been speaking with Alan Lau, partner and head of financial services, tax KPMG in Singapore.
Budget Preview 2023, brought to you by KPMG. Find out how we can shape a fairer, greener and more inclusive world at kpmg.com.sg/budget2023.